I'm to hold government, individual agencies accountable for those killed and injured during shootings in gun-free zones. Did you know that since 1950, that 94% of mass public shootings in the United States have taken place in gun-free zones? That according to the Crime Prevention Research Center. If a man driving a vehicle hits a man and injures or kills him, is the company that built the vehicle to be held responsible for the driver? Absolutely not. If a man owns a hunting knife to cut up his game and ends up killing with it, are the manufacturers somehow responsible for the crimes committed? Are they to be held liable? Absolutely not. No more than should gun manufacturers be held responsible for the crimes of them that choose to pull the trigger. This is what the arbitrary courts want you to believe to be the case today. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines arbitrary, adjective, Latin, arbitrarius, depending on will or discretion, not governed by any fixed rules, as an arbitrary decision, an arbitrary punishment. Take note, arbitrary power is most easily established on the ruins of liberty abused to licentiousness. Friends, this is like blaming the manufacturers of forks and spoons for people being obese. How ridiculous. Furthermore, I ask, how can the act be apart from the actor? It cannot. And let me ask you one more question, a common sense question, and by the way, a very sincere question. Did the Lord blame the weapon when Cain killed Abel? No, he did not. He blamed Cain for killing Abel, and the curse was the consequence, and rightly so. Friends, remember, arbitrary government is not American government. We are ruled by law, not the opinion of some unelected activist that sits on the bench acting on the behalf of the highest bidder. President Thomas Jefferson, the third president, said, "To consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters to decide differences of right and wrong of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy." Friends, no law can give me the right to do what is wrong. Don't ever forget that. Yet, what the courts are attempting to do in this country, remember, contradicts what our forefathers have established concerning the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. I want you to think of this for a moment with me, please. The president is protected with guns. The Congress is protected with guns. Governors are protected with guns. Courts are protected with guns. Banks are protected with guns. Factories are protected with guns. Jewelry stores are protected with guns. Sports events are protected with guns. Celebrities are protected with guns. Yet we allow these that have been given delegated authority from we the people, you know, them that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, that they are to serve to defend America's children with a sign that reads, "This is a gun-free zone." The irony is that the victims are then to call someone with a gun if there's an emergency. These in government that work for we the people would have you believe that, somehow or another, they have delegated authority to strip their employers from their God-given right to keep and bear arms. Americans, think. Well, the good news is that someone is thinking. A Michigan state lawmaker's newly introduced legislation to hold government agencies and private businesses liable for civil damages if anyone is injured during a shooting in a gun-free zone on their premises is a promising proposal indeed, according to noted gun scholar John R. Lott Jr. The plan comes after a summer of mass public shootings that received saturation media coverage, such as in Virginia Beach, where a gunman left 12 dead and 5 injured, and at a Walmart store in El Paso, Texas, where a gunman killed 22 and injured 24. Oh, P.S., don't forget about the eyewitnesses that contradicted the mainstream media's narrative. Since then, Walmart and a host of large retail chains have banned the open carrying of firearms in their stores. Because almost all mass public shootings take place in gun-free zones, those areas would more accurately be called killing zones, said State Rep. Gary Eisen, a representative who represents St. Clair Township, about an hour's drive northeast of Detroit. Eisen, who is also a firearms instructor, introduced House Bills 4975 and 4976 on September 17th of this last year. Both measures have been referred to the Chamber's Judiciary Committee. At a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams,
"that's why he will be
hanged."
The
Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I do hope that you now understand that I am not a news anchor. I just want to make clear, I am a preacher. I have been appointed to where I'm sitting right now, and I've been here for 30 years outside of everything we're doing outside of these studios. And I want to make clear of that, because what people, and I've reiterated this so many times, that what people are listening to, and let me just go over to, I'm sure, those that would call themselves what has been labeled as the right, because the reason I say that is because there is no left and right paradigm. I just want to make clear that you understand we're ruled by law. Okay, that system's been divided and conquered. That's what the whole system is set up to be, is to divide and conquer and to set a narrative where to make lie sound truthful. That's what the conservatives of the day have propped up, and that's what they continuously fuel, the fire of division between the left and the right that does not exist. Folks, let me just say this, and I've said this as well. Give me the best that you have in the United States of America, and get them on the show, on your call, on your persuasion, to prove otherwise concerning what I'm saying right now, because I've been telling you that for 30 years now. And for 30 years, I'm still waiting for that phone call. But yet they survive, and they survive off the ignorance of the American people that seem to be okay with it. Little do they know that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to one of my friends that's very similar to who I am and what I have done across the country, but on a different platform. And interestingly enough, he said, the people are ignorant. I said, and they seem to be, as the Lord would say, it seems to be the way that they would have it to be. They love playing these little games. Let me say this for those that didn't know. Fox News, I don't know if you know this or not, is categorized as an entertainment platform. Did you guys all know this? So that's why and how they get away with a lot of stuff that they get away with. It is categorized as an entertainment platform. This one is not. This platform that you're listening to now is premised on the Word of God in the U.S. Constitution. My end aim has always been, from the very beginning to the very present, is to bring about the resolve concerning the issues that the American people deal with. That's why you'll never hear platforms that are categorized as entertainment, namely the controlled operatives on Fox News, will never bring about reference to the Constitution, never bring about the execution of the law onto the heads of those that are guilty of committing crimes against us. But yet that's where all the politicians go. And you need to ask yourself why that is. And you need to ask the other question, are they truly working for the people? I don't think I need to give you that answer, because I believe that the American people now understand the answer is no, they're not there to serve us. Well, I can tell you neither are the controlled operatives. And that's why they're worth millions of dollars, because they're there to entertain you. Okay, give people a piece of bread and a what? A circus, and you can do whatever you want with them. Just entertain them. Tain, derived from entertain, means to stop from entering in. That means you're not partaking with the issues that you should, because you're entertained. That's what Fox News is all about. That's what today's conservatives, for the most part, are all about. I'm not talking about the independent journalists that are actually trying to get about resolve, friends. And there's very far and few between. But I want to make clear concerning today's topic, what's happening is what we have been warned about. These are some of the topics, and we go in this circle. These are some of the things that I've highlighted for decades on this radio platform concerning what it is that we're now dealing with. And it's not just Minnesota. It's not just New York. It's not just California. It's not just Michigan. It's not just Texas, friends. It's all throughout the United States of America. Here, let me do something different than what Fox News and the controlled operatives would bring about concerning the information that you need. Everybody is being dealt with except the guilty party. And I'm talking about the federal government, and I'm talking about the governors, and I'm talking about the said mayors that have been installed to subvert, to destabilize who we are as a people. My resolve to all of what we're going to be dealing with today is impeachment and prosecution. And it's going to be, hey, listen to me carefully. It's going to be the same answer tomorrow, and it's going to be the same answer the next day, and it's going to be the same answer in a week and in a month and in a year. And if you don't want to listen to it, you're going to get the same reports on a 24/7 basis from the conservative outlets that are categorized as entertainment outlets. And maybe that explains why they have smirks on their face, because they think that they're above what's taking place. They think that what's happening and what they're parroting from the teleprompter is actually talking about a third world country. Little did they know and little did they realize that when they walk outside of the studio, they're going to actually be confronted by the very issues that I'm continuously trying to resolve. I'm trying to get people to understand that prevention is better than cure. And I want to say this before I start this roll concerning today's show. As I said yesterday, you can ignore the truth all that you want to for so long as the Lord allows it to go on, okay? But you better understand there's one thing that you're not going to be able to ignore, and that is the consequences. And folks, why that is that I look down and I see the numbers on this social media platform being censored illegally by your government and you tolerate it only tells me all the more you seem to be okay with what's taking place in this country. And the reason I say that, friends, is because we have to wake up to the issues and we have to deal with the corruption within our society the way that the Lord commands us to do. Isaiah 51, verse 4. Go back to Isaiah 26, verse 9. Go back to Jeremiah 9:24. It's the very heart of God. Go to 97 of the book of Psalms. It's the very presence of the Lord, righteousness and judgment. And if we want to fail to understand that he is in charge and we do it his way because there is no other way, we're just going to end up being created into the hell that we are, as the Lord promised a disobedient and a rebellious people would receive. And it's exactly what we're seeing. This country, folks, what comes to my aid right now is Psalm 50, where it says, consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. I'll tell you this, even the sodomites, even those that are called communists and those that are called Marxists and leftists, they're beginning to understand, wait a second, I've been ignoring God. I've been playing the atheist. I've been doing my best to try to convince myself that there is no God. Well, the Lord's going to get your attention one way or another. He's either going to get it in the blessings or he's going to get it in the curses. And if you're not going to listen to his chastisements, he's going to bring it to judgment. And judgment is where America's at today. And the people that are awakening to what's going on in this country are those that you would have never expected in a million years. It should be from those that are coming from what is labeled as the right. But again, remember, friends, you have a left because that's the fruit of what you call the right today. That is a fallen standard, America. You've been taught to shoot for the floor rather than the Christ who is the standard, Acts 17:31. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. I'm going to get to it, friends. Got a lot to share with you today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is R.W. Kruger. I've done sound, lighting, backline, and performed with Bradley Dean touring high schools across the country. How many times I've heard Bradley say things during these assemblies, and I thought it had nothing to do with what was happening during the time he was saying it. And now, 10 years later, it's exactly what we are dealing with. How does that work? Years of fighting the good fight with guidance from above. That is how he works. Support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They are tested, tried, and true.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, rightly stated, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with the proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave, and no man ought to take from us."
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So what I want to do really quick is I want to start this off just furthering in an affirmation to those that understand why they cannot trust the mainstream media. I'm going to play two separate audio video pieces for you. If you'd like to check them out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to call in, again, please do not wait until the last minute, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. The seventh president of the United States of America, Andrew Jackson, Heaven and the Constitution is the only stability that we have, said President Buchanan, friends. And those are the things that are being aimed at, okay? Folks, it's ridiculous for the bad guy to think that he's ever going to get one over on the creator of all things. But they've been trying for a long time, and now they think they have the technology to do it, but it all goes for naught. They're fools for their pains, let's put it that way. The church, again, is the anvil. They are the hammer. The hammer's replaced. The church is not. The Word of God says that it, as it started, so it is today, and that the Lord is faithful to all generations for 1,000 generations, and he said that the seed of the righteous is forever. So let's prove him while we have the time to do that, concerning our short lives, which are but a vapor. Folks, I want to get over to this because, you know, we've been watching this Charlie Kirk assassination, and I want to say alleged, and I've been saying alleged since day one, because the audio and the video that was first released, I should say more so the video than the audio, but it was with the video, the audio was. Interesting, for those that didn't know, that first video that was released to the American people on Charlie Kirk's assassination, you're all aware that that was all tampered with, right? And you're also aware of that everything that has been told to us, the American people, for the most part, do not believe. You know who believes them? Those that are on those categorized entertainment platforms, namely in Fox News, the Megyn Kellys of the world, and others, and the list goes on. They're the only ones bringing an affirmation and a confirmation that it ever happened. Yet nobody believes the narratives, and there's more questions than there is answers. As a matter of fact, the only answers we're getting are those that are coming from the propagandists and those that have created this PSYOP. Well, why do you say that? I'm going to play two videos, two audios, and I want you to decide for yourself how this would happen if it was a legitimate assassination. That's all I'm doing is laying it to your candor. This is Catherine Austin Fitz, and I want you to listen carefully as to what she says. She's an insider that worked under the Bush administration. Okay, and she's been out here telling the American people a lot of things that have, in fact, come to pass. She told us because she's seen it happening before it became public for, should I say, public consumption, okay? And she's been spot on. I want you to listen to this interview where Catherine Austin Fitz is asked about the Charlie Kirk assassination, and I want you to listen carefully as to what this insider has to say about the whole narrative that's been sold to the people in this country.
I think it's a complete waste of our time. What you want to focus on, you know, forget what might have happened or not happened. What you want to focus on is this is being used as an excuse by the Attorney General. We're hearing it from the president to get tyrannical laws and to rip up the Constitution. Don't let it happen. So, you know, don't let free speech be interfered with. Don't let any of your due process rights be destroyed. So lawlessness is not okay. And we're seeing, you know, if you look at our collection on the control grid, this administration is moving to build a control grid. We can't let it happen. It's one of the reasons we want Kennedy to remain in there. He's one of the things slowing it down and trying to stop it. And the reality is you cannot let a vague standard like hate crime be used, because who's hate crime? And we've also seen an attack on due
all
process.
All crime is motivated by hate, for the record.
Votes. You know, but you're watching a concerted effort to shred the Constitution. And I hate to say it, Charlie Kirk assassination was the Reichstag fire.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So I just, you know, my attitude is...
So when she just said the Reichstag fire, you all understand that history teaches us that an Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich were used to basically start the fire concerning the Reichstag to only blame their political opposition to send the people to war on the behalf to destroy Hitler's political opposition. Isn't that exactly what we're seeing concerning what's going on here with Charlie Kirk? Now, she's talking about a couple things, but that's the question that's being begged here. After the alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk. Now, keep that in mind because there's more to come, and your jaw's going to drop in just a moment. Let's listen to the rest of Catherine Austin Fitz.
Time is busy. Don't waste time on this. What you need to understand is a group of people are trying to use this to take away all of your rights. Don't let it happen. Don't buy it. Don't believe it. and push back against them, because, you know, it's only going to take a little bit of pushback to send the signal, this is not going to work. You know, and if you want one action to take politically that is the proper pushback, help Congressman Massey get the 218th vote to release the Epstein files. Because one of the things this is whiting out is the push to get the Epstein files, and every effort is being made to stop the Epstein files from coming out. Meantime, we have many people in the Epstein files over, you know, having dinner with Prince Charles and I should call him King Charles now, you know, and the Anglo-American Alliance celebrating. But, you know, I keep saying this is the mega rich against everyone else, and we can't, you know, we cannot let the mega rich tear up the fundamental legal principles that are the bedrock of this country. So, you know, don't let this distract you, and don't let them get away from it.
Okay, so she's talking about the Charlie Kirk assassination, right? Shortly thereafter, keep in mind, she said verbatim, it's America's version of the Reichstag fire. It was purposed, okay? And it was created by the brown shirts, okay? And then she said verbatim that the Charlie Kirk assassination is a total psyop. Now, why would somebody from the inside say something like that? Well, look what it's done. It zeroed, isn't it interesting how the corrupt zeroed in on what's been going on with the American people said since this alleged assassination? Now, this is the one that's going to drop your jaw, people, because I don't think people are aware of this. I've been paying attention, and I have a friend in between me and Charlie, okay? And I've been having conversations that are people that are also working at TPUSA. I have friends there as well. So I'm having conversations, but I'm just letting it breathe because we're just giving them enough rope, per se, to hang themselves. And they've already done it 1,000 times. Literally, they have done it 1,000 times. And it all goes back to the Zionists, okay? But again, now let's go back to the bare naked facts concerning what's been sold to the American people since the Charlie Kirk alleged assassination, who, again, Catherine Austin Fitz said was a total psyop. I want you to listen carefully to the facts. This is not speculation. This is facts. These are the answers the American people have yet to be given. Listen carefully.
Charlie Kirk left behind no coroner's report, no church funeral, no burial site, no grave, no official death certificate, nothing that marks a man as dead, just silence where answers should be. And still, no autopsy.
And still, no autopsy. So we have, let's just go to John F. Kennedy for an example. His head is blown off on the television set for the world to see. I've shared this with you in the past. I can go online right now and I can show you 100 different pictures of John F. Kennedy, the former president who was assassinated on November 22nd, 1963. I can show you his open skull. I can see, I don't mean to be gross and I don't mean to go too far, friends, but you can see his brains hanging out the side of his head. You can see his face. You can see his chest. You can see the bullet holes that were put there. And the list goes on. But somehow or another, there's not even a gravesite. There's no coroner report. There's no video. There's no blood. The alleged assassination scene completely tampered with, torn down instantly, which was a crime within itself. The EMTs were kicked to the curb. People within TPUSA are seen on video picking up the phone instantaneously and walking away, talking about how Charlie was dead before anybody knew anything. Friends, it sounds a little fishy, but it gets even fishier. Listen to this.
No findings released. No ballistic.
I'm going to come right back to this point. I'm sorry, I got a hard break coming up on me. If you want to call, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, when I come back on the other side, I want you to listen to this information because it's almost like it's jaw-dropping. It truly is. Like, how did they get away with that? Well, if it didn't happen, they don't have to worry about it. We'll be right back.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well, then,
This is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the motto of the Great Seal of the United States. You say, what Great Seal? Well, Jefferson's edit of Franklin's design was recommended by the First Committee for the reverse side of the Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Rays from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bill Pacey from Michigan. As a believer, I'm in constant battle to stay true to God's word instead of compromising to please the spirits that have infiltrated many churches today. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. They challenge me to stay anchored in God's word while standing firm on the principles our nation was founded on. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central for biblical truths. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining...
That's who's responsible for all of these crimes that are being committed. And what we're talking about right now is Charlie Kirk's alleged assassination, friends. And this is why I didn't jump to conclusions on this situation. And I've always used the word alleged. And why are people saying, well, why is everybody else saying it really happened? Well, I already told you the video that you received was completely tampered with. And that video's been pulled conveniently. And what's interesting about it is Americans have more questions than they have results. Folks, there were supposed to be 2,000 to 3,000 people there. Everybody was filming with their phones. Where's the film? Where are the four cameras that were around Charlie Kirk? Some of the things that I was talking about earlier, friends. Why were the EMTs kicked off? You see that on the video. How come there's no video of him in the hospital? How come there's no coroner report? Why was he illegally taken away in the president's, listen to me, a podcaster was taken away in the president's airplane? Doesn't anybody think that's a little odd? Well, when you got a couple hundred million dollars coming into your organization from the Israel, modern day Israel, the Zionists and American Jews, of course. You know that guy is set there for a purpose and to drive one narrative, and it's exactly what he was doing. Even till the day he died, allegedly. Now, let me go back to this evidence, and I just want to lay it to your candor. For all of those that are saying, I can't even believe he's saying this, I can't even believe you're that foolish to believe a source that you say you don't believe in. That's what's crazy to me. I have never seen so many hypocrites in all my life. Our forefathers taught us to question the narrative. Our forefathers taught us to suspect that jewel office, those that represent us, and keep our eyes on them concerning every single thing that they do. And the only time the American people pay attention is when they're in trouble. And then when they find out who's responsible for creating the problem, namely a crime, and it goes back to the people's, you know, occupied representative positions in the halls of government, what do? They don't do anything. So they do it again, and they do it again, and they do it again. Listen to this evidence that they're hiding about Charlie Kirk.
Mind. Charlie Kirk left behind no coroner's report, no church funeral, no burial site, no grave, no official death certificate, nothing that marks a man as dead, just silence where answers should be. And still, no autopsy, no findings released. No ballistics report, not a single eyewitness on the record. Yet somehow, his widow steps into his spotlight as if the script was written months in advance. The entire crime scene? Erased within hours. They tore down everything, even the Dairy Queen. Evidence wiped away with surgical precision. Where were the paramedics? Why was Charlie's body secretly removed and illegally flown out on Air Force Two? Why did Donald Trump pardon a Navy SEAL killer whose shadow touches this case too neatly to ignore? And the stadium. Turning Point booked it 4 months before Charlie died, and a massive high-tech memorial was produced in just 11 days. A timeline that doesn't make sense. Now look at Erica Kirk. Multiple women appearing publicly as Erica. No birth certificates for the children. No names. No faces. Not a single video of Charlie with his own kids. Not at a birthday, not at a picnic, not anywhere. A family with zero digital footprint in 2025. Freemasonic and occult symbols circle this tragedy with eerie consistency. Symbols nobody wants to talk about. And the gun? Found on property owned by Palantir. Interesting. Meanwhile, Kash Patel removed multiple FBI leaders in that district just days before the shooting.
That's a fact.
And Charlie sold his home for $5 million 8 months before his death. Then ask yourself this. If the father of your two young children had just been murdered, would you really leave them with a nanny and go on podcasts smiling from ear to ear? And the beauty pageant thread only makes the picture stranger. A 17-year-old first-time Trump pageant contestant wins. And later, Trump appoints a woman from that same pageant, with zero experience, to one of the highest legal roles in the country. Coincidence or choreography? This is only a fraction of the evidence, just a sliver of what's been buried or erased. And if you strip away the emotion and follow the trail, the conclusion doesn't whisper. It pounds on the door. Undeniable.
That's exactly right. And that's what people are up against. And it's interesting how many people, well, I think a lot of people are now coming to the facts. They're coming to the light per se, and they're starting to realize that this is a lot bigger than what people thought it was. I mean, you know, I'm not going to go into all the details. I don't want to go into all the details. I've gone through them before, but when an 18-year-old kid comes out of nowhere and the Mason Candace Owens, she called herself a Mason, and the list goes on. Ben Shapiro's now shown himself to the world of who he is. Candace Owens, the go-to girl, she's already shown herself as to who she is. She's trying to act like the best friend. But what's interesting out of all of it, including his wife, friend, since this alleged assassination took place, not a one person has shown any brokenness at all. Not a one person. I have yet to see it, friends. I have yet to see it. I'm going to go ahead and take Bob from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Bob. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, what a great show, and I'm just so blessed. I can't stand it. I just left with the guy that's running to replace Paxton, and he can't answer the questions. Anyway, what I wanted to say, I think we could get your message out if we reinstitute the neighborhood watch. Like in our county, there's like 50 of them for 250,000 people, and those are already established. They have a relationship with the police department, and the watch that we need to be doing is watching you and getting the information and then going to our commissions, councils, and boards and courts. And I think we could aggregate a bunch of people using the neighborhood watch. And I don't want to take up all your time other than say I love you and
I totally appreciate that. Bob, I do got a question for you before you hang up, though. There is someone that works with your friend, the one that you've been trying to get on the show, and it's a lady. And I've seen, what's her name?
Jessica Saxton.
That's the one I want on the show. Can we get her on the show?
Yeah, if I can talk to the guys I know that have met with them. I was in her presence for 7 hours at another guy's house here in Texas. But I'll reach out and see how we can do it. Yeah, she's great.
She
Tana
is.
Tanner was sick right now. He may have been poisoned or something.
Okay.
But he's kind of struggling. But they're all doing the right thing. But, okay, if you can sort of think about this neighborhood watch thing, just mention it to people, because I've been to some of those meetings. They hold it once a year. It's a night out, and it's like October, and there's like 25 or 30 people, each one of them. So times 50, that's a lot of people in our county that could be showing up at commissions, councils, and boards.
I'll be there.
You know, school boards.
Yep. Bob, you set it up, my friend, and I will make it happen. You set it up, and I will make it happen. I will be there. I want to play this piece, 281-845-4704. What's happening is what we've been warned about. Now let's go into the immigration situation, and I want you to listen carefully, friends. This is the stuff I tried to warn you about, but I'm still standing in the same position, me, myself, and I, and what am I talking about? I will not tolerate this. I want all of you men out there in unison with me to stand with me and make an oath between you and the Lord, if it's not already in you, that you will not tolerate this in your country. This one is incredible. Check this out.
Sandra, to the point that the congresswoman was making just a moment ago, a chilling story now out of Dallas, where an illegal alien is accused of the brutal killing of a hotel manager right in front of the victim's family. That immigrant had a lengthy criminal history, but was released under the Biden administration. We have to warn you that the details of this case are very disturbing. Our Brooke Taylor live in Dallas for us now. And what was the lead up to all of this, Brooke?
Hi, John. Yeah, the details in this case are truly disturbing. An illegal migrant from Cuba is accused of beheading his manager, and apparently it is all over a broken washing machine. So the illegal migrant, he had a lengthy rap sheet. It includes child sexual assault and carjacking. According to ICE, he had a prior final order of removal to Cuba, but the country refused to take him in because of his criminal history. He was then released on an order of supervision in January 2025 under the Biden administration. Now, Yordinas Cabos Martinez is charged with capital murder.
Okay, so now he commits all those crimes. His country will not take him back. America takes him back in. He commits a crime against little kids. He carjacks, and then he beheads somebody in the United States of America. Then what do we hear from the conservatives? It was Biden's fault. I mean, it's embarrassing how stupid people are. Really, it is. Okay? Hey, men, I'm not going to tolerate this. Okay? I just want to make clear. Let it be for the record. I will not tolerate this. Okay? You're hearing more of this happening. Honor killings in the United States of America. I have a video of an individual in North Carolina walking up and down the streets. He's a Muslim with a machete in his hand, swinging it back and forth, swearing at people. Hey, folks, listen to me. I'm not putting up with this. Okay, I don't care what the criminals in the halls of government that are advocating, because they're working for special interest groups to create domestic insurrection, are illegally doing. I'm going to obey the Lord, and I'm going to obey the law. And I am going to defend my brothers and my sisters. Why should I have to tell people that? I'm going to come right back and I'm going to show you again what's happening in America today is exactly what we've been warning about. We're here now, Americans. Congratulations. Be right back.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul."
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Let me show you what's going on in Texas really quick. Folks, these are things that we've warned you of, but now they're happening. The Muslims in America are now saying that stage one is over with. And for those that are not paying attention, you will soon enough. You will soon enough. You can rest assured of that. You will soon enough. Okay? For those that haven't been paying attention, folks, stage one is done, say they. And now they're demanding the American people and our said representatives do what they tell us to do. No joke. You ready for this? I'm going to bring you over to none other than the said governor of Texas. He's a Zionist. Do remember that the Zionists, those that call themselves Jews that are not Jews, right? Revelation 3:9. Do remember his allegiance is to that state, just like Ron DeSantis is allied to that state, just like Kristi Noem is allied to that state, just like Donald Trump is allied to that state, just like Michael Huckabee is allied to that state, just like Marco Rubio is allied to that state, just like Pete Hegseth. I can go on and on and on. They're serving a foreign people, friends, against you. This isn't happening in America by chance, though this is in the hand of the Lord to bring about judgment. No doubt about it. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. 51, 52, 63, and 68. Read it. That's where America's at. Let's go over to the said governor of the state of Texas so he can play You know, like he's in the dark and he doesn't understand what's going on. But I want you to listen to this carefully, because now he's going to play like he's actually serving the people of the United States of America. Listen carefully.
Actual legitimate Sharia courts, do we?
Well, if you look at a letter that I issued earlier today, I did tell the public, as well as local law enforcement, that there actually are Sharia courts that are operating in Dallas. And they are trying to impose Sharia law. And I pointed out
already
to
happening,
local prosecutors, both in Dallas County as well as in Collin County, as well as to the Attorney General, as well as to the Texas Department of Public Safety, that what they are doing with these Sharia courts that we have identified in the letter that I issued today, they are in violation of Texas law, including violation of Texas penal codes. And so what they're doing in part could be considered a crime, but also clearly a violation of the Texas Constitution and our statutes.
That's what would render it a crime, Mr. Governor. But I want you to remember something, friends. Both this individual as well as his attorney general, they have known this for a long, long time. Also keep in mind, they were aiding them in busing the illegals into the state of Texas. Just want to make it clear. See, in America, you know he's responsible for that. You know the governors are the ones that allured them in with the federal government. They all did it. And by the way, so did Kristi Noem. And now where did they appoint her? Ahead of the Department of Homeland Security, another unconstitutional agency. The governor said it's illegal what they did. Then why aren't you rounding them up? Americans, I want to propose one question to you, and I want you to ask the question. Where are all those federal agencies that you've created that are unconstitutional? Why haven't you targeted these individuals, and why are they still here? And why is it that they haven't rounded up the mayors and the governors, along with those in federal government, that treasonously allured them into the country on America's tax dollars in the first place? Folks, it's what you put up with. Again, I wish I could say it was somebody else's fault, but it's not. Every government or every country deserves the government it has. It's a reflection of who we are. He just told you it was against the law. How many people has he rounded up? I want to tell you what's happening. They aren't doing a thing about it, but I'll tell you who is doing something about it. You ready for this one? I don't think you are, but listen carefully, because again, this is one of those happenings that you've been warned about from the Word of God. Listen carefully.
42 Muslim candidates won elected office. 42. 76 ran, and 42 got
elected. You're being overthrown, Americans.
On Mamdani in New York, the Muslims were able to sweep such victories for the first time in American history across at least 9 states, occupying positions from school board members, 6 school members.
So while Brigitte's talking about that, how the Muslims are taking office, keep in mind the way that the Muslims got the money is through the frauds that are taking place through the welfare system in the United States, which is unconstitutional. So all of the lawlessness that you see today, it's a lack of government oversight. In other words, the government, your said representatives, are not enforcing the laws, and that's why we're here today. Yesterday I brought up, and I'll bring it up, concerning this individual that was just busted for beheading his boss. He's a repeat criminal. That's what they are. Those folks, the corrupt in the halls of government, are using repeat criminals to target law-abiding Americans. I also want to throw this in there in the mix as well. Consider this digital ID, this big, beautiful bill. They're going to use the illegals as the excuse as to why we need to go cashless. Just mark my words. That's where they're going to go with it, okay? Don't fall for it, friends. They're the ones that created the crisis in the first place, just like they did the plandemic. Just like they did the plandemic. What, 17, 18, 19, 20 million people dead now? And you've forgotten that they're the ones responsible for creating that last plandemic? They're the ones that are creating this one too, just so you know. And what it is the Lord telling you to leave in the lump. That's what he's telling you to do. Okay? And without that, we're not to expect mercy in any sense of the word. Let me go on with Brigitte Gabriel.
Members won election. 6 mayors won election. 20 state legislators, councilmen, etc. 4 state legislatures, 20 councilmen, etc. And 2 judges. And we still have 3 elections pending because they are doing recount or something like that. So this is a massive victory that actually CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, is celebrating.
Can you help me as I argue this point to the masses that I have my issues with Islam as a religion? But it's America, and I believe you can practice any religion you want.
That's your problem right there.
How do I go about this without ostracizing every Muslim and somehow coming off as just that I hate Islam in a way that we still have to warn the masses of what's really going on? How do you balance those two things?
Look, we're talking about people who want to transform our societies. We have
That's
no
treason.
Problem with Muslims who want to come in and assimilate and blend into our culture. I mean, look at Zohti Jasser, for example, from Arizona. There are plenty of Muslims that I know and I work with. And we have had Islamic immigration to this country all the way up until 2001 and on 9/11. But of course, it doubled and tripled since then. But we had Islamic immigration all the way up until the attacks of 9/11. Nobody tried to do what they're trying to do now. Right now, we are seeing this movement as a part of a plan. And when you look at Islamic candidates who won already elected office, like Ilhan Omar, like Rashida Tlaib, I mean, do we really want 50 Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar in Congress?
No.
It's not about their religion. It's about their loyalty to the United States of America and their identification with America first. When you immigrate to this country, you become an American. And when you pledge allegiance to the United States, when you become an
it's called a simulation. And if they're not going to simulate, folks, then it's on you for allowing it to happen. It's called an act of treason. And for this guy to suggest that we have to assimilate to their way of life, he's completely misled. He doesn't understand the First Amendment. They don't have a right to come in here and establish a government on top of the government that's been established. We afforded them asylum. They didn't afford us asylum. We need to put this into perspective, friends. This ignorance that I see across the board is the very reason that America's in trouble today. We got 2 minutes left. We got John from down south calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you today, John?
Hi, Bradley. The clergy plan is working perfectly. I wanted to ask about earlier you said something that I wanted to address and ask you about. We live in a country now where defending your brothers and sisters is a crime in a lot of places.
That's on them.
So you said earlier how all crime is motivated by hate, but when they make up crimes to convict everyone, even just a child that needs a biscuit that's starving to death, So I don't think all crime is motivated by hate.
Right. Okay. But I'm not clear. I mean, let me say it this way. We already see the corruption in the courts. We see the courts are responsible for what's going on in this country, as well as what's going on in the halls of government.
Well, your government hates you.
So that's right. That's okay. So you just answered your own question then. So there you have it. I'm obeying the law.
Let me finish though.
Let me say this, though.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is. Because the minute you violate God's moral law, you just commit an act of hate towards him and towards the one that bestowed the rights that we have upon ourselves. Because liberty is not the right to do whatever you want to do. It is the right to do what the law permits. And when you violate that, you're the hater, not me. What do we hear from the homosexuals? What do we hear from the Muslims today?
They hate us.
No, they hate
your brothers and sisters, your mother, your brother.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm saying. But you're taking it out of context and you're not letting me answer. But I want you to get this. They're trying to teach you to hate the law that exposes them for the crimes that they're committing against your country. And if you don't know the difference between that, friends, again, you better do some homework for your own sake, because they hate the law that condemns their crime. And that's exactly what they're doing today. And they're trying to convert the nation to believe that they're the victim, when in fact they're not the victim. They're the perpetrator of the crime. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.